This is the Technical Difficulties, and we are playing Two of These People Are Lying, because two of these people will be. Joining me are Chris Joel.
Hello.
Gary Brannan.
Hot and spicy casserole by the yard.
And Matt Gray.
Is that a length or is it outside?
That's the noise your mother made last night.
Anyway, the way this game works is the three of us have all random-ishly picked some Wikipedia articles and written down the names of titles of those articles on these pieces of card. Tom is now going to pick one of those articles, and all three of us will claim that it's the one that we chose and claim that we know anything about it. What happens, though, is only one of us is telling the truth and two of us are telling a lie.
And today we are talking about Ghost Festival. Yes, it is annoying me that this is slightly at a John Diego here. I can't decide which way to hold it. Ghost Festival. Let's go around the table on this one. Matt, what is Ghost Festival?
It's actually Host Festival and it's in Croatia.
Okay. Gary, what's Ghost Festival?
A spiritual celebration in China.
Spiritual celebration in China. Chris.
A series of minor vehicular events in the American Midwest.
Minor vehicular events.
Okay, that was a horrible way to phrase it. It was a little festival that popped up in the late 2010s when ghost riding was big on the YouTubes. Where you would gather together in your mini truck or other vehicle and ghost ride around a town. Well, probably not around the town, probably at some predetermined car park or something.
For youngins out there, ghost riding?
Keeping your car moving while stepping outside it, doing funny poses, generally styling it out, probably not an accurate phrase for the subculture. So sue me. And obviously, as anything gets big, somebody goes, I'll do a festival. I can't afford or be bothered to organise a festival. Then somebody else takes it over, then it dies in ignominy.
That's how most of these things work.
Yeah.
Where's ignominy?
In the American Midwest.
Actually, there is almost certainly a town called, like, Ignominy, Nebraska.
Also, you'd watch that Western, wouldn't you?
What?
The town called Ignominy.
Oh.
Mind you, that's probably like, what's his name? Bergman does a Western. It's just a lot of people sat there going...
It's Birdman, Batman's brother.
Bergman, not Birdman.
I thought you said Birdman as well, sorry.
Ingmar Bergman.
I know Ingmar Bergman.
You're playing chess with death, but it is...
But it's a dressed as a crow.
Actually, I think you'll find that it was the accurate imagery. Well, the spectre thereof.
Ghost riding festival in the wilds of America.
Well, not really the wilds, but the Midwest.
The flat bits. You don't want to do it on a steep hill, do you?
Not California. Not New York.
Bit in the
downhill ghost riding.
Oh, that's risky. That's risky. Just keep running to catch up with it as time.
It's like cheese rolling, but
with a
vehicular.
Yeah. Spiritual celebration in China.
Yes.
Do you know anything more about it?
It's a spiritual celebration in China where they celebrate ghosts, is the short answer.
Gary, I'm just going to remind you.
I know the bloody rules. I'm working my way around
the game
now, right?
To convince me that it's true.
Sometimes.
You don't get a point if it is true on your side and you convince me it's false.
Sometimes these articles just have to, you have to be blunt at the start. When say, what is a spiritual celebration in China? The answer is, it's a spiritual celebration in China. I think it's in the seventh month of the year. You celebrate your, it's celebrated ghosts, and they are unleashed from hell and they come round. And this is where you're going to be like, you're making this up, but I'm not. The ghosts have very thin necks because they're not allowed to eat. So you leave food out for them and stuff, but they're not allowed to eat because they're ghosts.
It's
so you
just
have lots
writing.
Of celebration. I know! And it's pronounced thwait.
Thin necks. I'm writing thin necks.
Right, and you burn paper, you have lanterns and all that kind of stuff as you have in any of these traditional Eastern celebrations. So it's probably a little bit like Day of the Dead in Mexico, that kind of thing.
Not the film.
Not the film. You can make a film of it, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, something really artsy and
really
slow.
Thin neck ghosts.
Matt, it's a celebration in Croatia.
It's a festival rather than a celebration, but it's not like a music festival. It was 2011. I only ran for 1 year. In an old, I can't think of the word, like mansion-y, like what's a cliff mansion called?
Scary.
Yeah.
Clifford.
Clifford the Clifftop Mansion. That's a very different kid's book.
it's in an old house on a hill.
No, hold on. We're still
the Big Red Mansion.
All the children wanted to play in Clifford, but Clifford was too dangerous.
Well, is that one in Scarborough that fell off the cliff?
Yeah.
Clifford, the big red brick mansion.
Croatia, Matt.
It is a like music but also creative arts festival happening in a big house in Croatia. And it's got catacombs or tombs. Or
say that again.
It's got catacombs or tombs.
That was less good that time.
Within the tombs, there are people, I don't know, showing their wares, doing like little arty things. And a few bands played in the ballroom of it as well. There weren't any I've heard of.
I mean, it was Croatia in 2011. Yeah, it's a small festival
Before it got popular, but yeah.
See, I was really hoping that I'd be able to throw one of these out immediately.
Well, just Chuck Garry's. That's standard.
I mean, that's standard, isn't it?
Have you been to the place you mentioned?
No, I'm not chucking Garry's, because Garry's sounds... Garry's the one I'm most sure about at this point.
Well...
I like minor vehicular events.
I really wish I'd not used that phrase.
Get a T-shirt with that on. I like minor vehicular events.
But I feel like it would have been Ghost Riding Festival or something like that, and I don't think it would have made it to Wikipedia. So I don't think it's that.
Have you seen what's on Wikipedia?
I was going to say, having trawled through some on the train today to come up with articles.
Matt, I like everything about it. It sounds like an event I'd like to see, but the thing that killed it for me was you going, it's pronounced Host Festival.
Yeah. It has the IPA in the front of it. It made no sense. It didn't describe it, but I'm obviously guessing the IPA because I can't read IPA, but it didn't look like what I would have expected. I wouldn't, if it was Ghost Festival, it wouldn't have had the IPA, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's for International Phonetic Alphabet. It's not India Pale Ale, Garry.
I was kind of hoping there, I'll be honest.
Garry, I think it's you. I think, and this might just be something dredged up in mind that I'm confusing with some other festival that I've heard of, but Garry, I think it's you. Am I right?
You think I'd be telling the truth about the festival of thin neck ghosts that aren't allowed to eat?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes!
It is. I shall reveal the legend. During the month, the gates of hell are opened up and ghosts are free to roam the earth where they seek food and entertainment, rather like opening up an old people's home. These ghosts are believed to be ancestors of those who forgot to pay tribute to them after they died off or were never given proper ritual send-off. They have long, needle-thin necks because they have not been fed by their family or as a punishment, so they're unable to swallow.
Right.
Family members offer prayers to their deceased relatives, offer food and drink, this is the best bit, and burn hell banknotes.
I've heard of that.
What?
They're special paper fake banknotes made for the ceremony. I've heard of that. Garry, congratulations. A point to you.
Hey.
A point to me for guessing correctly, which I'm quite happy about. And Garry, you need to go find a new article for the second half. Garry has gone and got a new article. I'm going to pick one at random from this pile.
You have okay? You shuffled?
I have shuffled thoroughly.
Thoroughly?
Thorough shuffle.
How horrible.
I know. And we have... the 1878 North Lancashire by-election. Now, there are a few things I can guess from this title. It's a by-election in North Lancashire in 1878. So, no, you know what? Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's something else. I'm going to start with Chris this time.
The 1878 North Lancashire by-election was a by-election in North Lancashire. In 1878.
All right. Do you want to tell me something special about it? Why on earth does that have a Wikipedia article?
It happened on the 8th of April because some guy, first name or surname was Stanley, I forget which, who was the incumbent, got made Minister of... No, General...
Crabs.
No. Had to go to hospital due to unforeseen circumstances with a lady that wasn't his wife. Don't write this down. This is about me and him talking about crabs.
Oh, right, okay.
Because he got made... What's high up? Not Prime Minister.
Privy Councillor.
No.
Cabinet.
Yeah, something...
First Sea Lord.
Minister of War, something of war, chief something of war.
All right.
Chief of war.
Chief, boss of war, but boss not war. Right at the top of the tree.
All right. Incidentally, yes, there is a First Sea Lord.
That's the head of the sea.
Yes.
The head of the Navy, isn't it?
He's King Navy.
I do like the fact that if Britain ever has a space force, there will be the First Space Lord.
You'd have the job just for the title, wouldn't you?
Marvel will sue.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Lord of Space. Mm. Just enough to get round the trademark. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Slightly different theme tune. Just two or three notes off key at the end.
Gary, the 1878 North Lancashire by-election.
That was a by-election held for the North Lancashire constituency in 1878, which, smart ass, is notable for the winning candidate being dead.
Oh, now, I know that's definitely happened in the past. All right. Winning candidate being dead.
Can't have happened in the future.
All right. Matt, the 1878 North Lancashire by-election.
It didn't happen.
Oh.
It was due to happen, but it didn't.
All right. Let's. So we've got one where the incumbent became Minister of War. And there
Whatever it is. I feel like it was a longer title than that.
All right. One where the winning candidate was dead. And one where it just didn't happen. Matt, why didn't it happen?
Agricultural protests.
Oh.
All of the candidates were seeming to be championing a lot of the newer technologies of the time and all of the factory kind of stuff. And that was driving work away from the farmland. So a farmers' union were trying to recognise the fact that no one was representing them and protested the by-election, like tractors everywhere and stuff.
There's absolutely nothing funny about that, but...
I don't know, tractors everywhere is sentence of the week as far as I'm concerned.
Opens understairs cupboard, tractor.
just kind of rearing up and going for you.
Oh, feels. Thank you, Mother, for the gruel.
They've got, like, bouncy suspension.
Ghost riding their tractors.
I was just thinking Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, but with tractors.
What, flying around a room with Tippi Hedren?
Yes. Yes, exactly that.
In a phone box.
Gary, the main candidate was dead. What happened then?
Well, he kind of got buried, which is the normal thing that happens.
What are you going to say? He got better.
What, was there then another by-election, or did he actually...
Well, yes, there was, because the winner, I stress again, was dead. I mean, they haven't...
Didn't just serve out his term very quietly.
Very quietly.
Well, it's 1878. Maybe they didn't have a procedure rule for that.
What, so you think they just transported a...
No, I just thought it'd be an empty chair.
It would be more useful than some of them.
Unexpectedly ended up briefly Prime Minister around about the start of the First World War.
Just like the rod up his back to stay upright.
Someone had to crouch behind him to give the maiden speech. What is this? Weekend at Bernie's, only parliamentary. Weekend at Black Rod's. No, he was dead, you prat. I've said that at the start. Stone actual dead. He died during the course of the count.
Yes, during the course of the count.
Yes.
One.
Takes hours.
Not during the campaign, during the count.
Well, no, because if you died during the campaign, it would be rather unfair to elect him. You think most people...
This is what I was... Right, exactly. This is why I was confused.
He died in the course of the count.
Right.
So during the course of the counting of the ballots, he had a heart attack and died. Or collapsed. You know, you assume in these things no one actually looked too closely, but, you know, he were dead.
And then won.
Well, he died, but no one had realised. They just thought he hadn't turned up for the announcement of the results. So they read it all out. They remembered, you know, I think it was Lord Stanley or something, was duly elected as a representative of the constituency of North Lancashire, and he's, you know...
Duly was elected.
Yeah, well, he's dead, isn't he? And so, it takes time for there to organise another by-election. You can't just go, oh, well, should we just have another go? So, for a brief period of time, their representative was, and I stress this again, a corpse.
All right.
And may I say, he's one of the best they had.
Corpses or politicians?
Yes.
Gary?
Good God.
I'm going to rule you out. And I'm going to rule you out because I think that's just a story from somewhere else that you've tacked onto that. And I don't think it's yours.
The man is, of course, an expert in late 19th century North Lancashire politics.
I refuse to believe you know anything about anything from Lancashire.
That's fair.
And I know it just for the price of mockery.
I genuinely can't pick between you two. I think if it didn't happen, there wouldn't be an article about it. I think it'd be under something bigger. So, Chris, I think you're... Man becoming Minister of War is the most likely one there. I think it's you. Am I right?
It is.
Yes! 2-2.
And as was the spirit of the time, he returned unopposed.
Oh, right. Okay.
Secretary of State for War. I knew
Secretary
it was a bigger...
Secretary of State for War.
Wow. There we
Frederick
go.
Stanley with a K.
In Stanley?
In Stanley.
Yeah.
Oh, an obvious joke. Let's all go for it.
Frederick Stanley.
Frederick Stanlick.
Stanley.
The K is silent. It's pronounced Stanley. Congratulations, then. I can't believe I'm saying this, but there's 1 point to Gary. There's 1 point to Chris.
Oh, no. We've handed him the win.
I've got 2 points. I've won a thing.
Yay!
Wow. Thank you for that sarcasm from Chris Joel. Gary Rannan. Matt Gray.
We still don't have an outro.
No, we still don't.
Bye.